You're listening to SBS News.
Banks was a safe Labor seat for 40 years, but all that changed in 2013 when the seat was won by Liberal candidate and now Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs, David Coleman. The seat is one of the country's most culturally diverse, held by the Liberal National Coalition on a margin of just 1.4%. Around 44% of voters in Banks were born overseas, and with this diversity also comes a range of opinions about what matters to voters. SBS met some of those who will be voting in Banks at the next federal election and asked them what they think the next federal budget should focus on.
I believe a responsible government should focus on sustainable economic growth rather than handing out short-term benefits. I think they should motivate businesses and they should reward hard-working people. And this should encourage people to learn new skills. I mean, everything else is also important. There's climate change, you know, things that's very important for me, and education, that is also very important for me. And a good immigration policy is also very important for me.
That's Pauline. She's a financial advisor with a young family who migrated to Australia from China when she was a student. Pauline is part of the electorate's largest overseas-born community from China, which makes up 11% of the electorate, followed by migrants from Nepal, Hong Kong, Vietnam and New Zealand. Raymond is a uni student who works part-time and volunteers for a mental health organisation. He lives with his family who are originally from Hong Kong and says he wants to see the government tackle the issue of renewable energy at the next budget.
Australia's economy is now on a transition away from the mining boom, and there is a need to diversify our export base. Australia is in a prime position to take advantage of its renewable energy resources and to become a leader in the renewable energy exporting scene. Right now, renewable energy is mainly driven by private investment. So I believe that if there is additional public investment in renewable energy, that will really speed up Australia's race in order to become the number one energy exporter of the world.
Sarah is 22 and has lived in the seat of Banks with her parents and three siblings for most of her life. She wants Australia to become what she calls a more progressive country. Sarah thinks the budget should prioritise welfare services, such as supporting people with a disability and increasing Australia's foreign aid budget.
I think with Australia, I would like to see a better investment in sustainable resources, in foreign aid, in our social services, and helping people who are disadvantaged. So not people who don't have a job, or, you know, it's people who may have a disability, or it's people who have a mental health issue, or it's people overseas who are living on far less than us. And just because we're Australian and we're so privileged to live in Australia doesn't mean that our lives deserve to be better than somebody else's.
The electorate is also home to many people whose parents were born in Lebanon, Greece and other parts of Europe. Italian-Austrian couple Isabella and Engelbert came to Australia from Europe in the 1960s with a plan to stay in the country for a couple of years. 50 years later, the couple are happily settled in Australia. They would like to see the budget do more to encourage older people to stay in the workforce for longer.
You know, I think work keeps you younger and healthier, and they change the age pension. We have no objection to that, because I told him he can work until he's 84.
And then I don't have to do overtime anymore, she said, after 84.
From the former Soviet Union, Natalia migrated to Australia with her family as a 16-year-old. A survivor of domestic violence, she volunteers for a number of not-for-profit organisations at the same time as raising her children with her current partner. She, her teenage children and her husband also work, but struggle to make ends meet with very little left over after the bills are paid. She wants to see more support in the budget for working families.
The rent and the property and the food and the cost of living in general, and then there is the health insurance you have to cover, the bills, the electricity, it all gets a little bit too much. And it is very hard. It is paycheck to paycheck, and with my children contributing to most of the bills as well. It is not fair on them. They're young and they should be able to save for their future, and we not have that ability. And it is not fair on us because we are at the prime of our age where we should be able to travel, we should be able to see the world with our children and not taking turns like we're trying to do, which is not even working very well for us.
Alex has just finished high school and lives with her mother. Her grandparents were migrants from Latvia and Germany, and she's lived in the area her entire life. She will be voting for the first time at the 2019 federal election and wants the government to prioritise assisting low-income communities in this year's budget.
When you give money to lower-income areas, they spend the money. They actually put it into the, you know, into the community. They spend it often at small businesses because, you know, their friends might own it and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, they're actually spending the money and putting it back into the community.
Hardeep is a retired clinical nurse. Born in India, she moved from the United Kingdom to Australia in 1984 and has lived in the seat of Banks ever since. She wants the budget to spend more on aged care and the health system.
The nursing homes are running very badly. Shortage of staff. Poor patients, you know, if they don't have the relatives to go and feed them and help them. Nurses do help, there is no doubt about it, you know, they're great. Everything is great. Just we need more staff in the hospitals and the nursing homes to save people's life.
What do you think about Australian politics? Have your say by sending us a 30 to 60 second video to Australia Street at sbs.com.au. That's all one word, Australia Street at sbs.com.au. With your name and electorate, we'll post a selection of videos on the SBS News website. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.